This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. This week, we'll be sharing one of my favorite Jonathan Gold reviews. In 2007, he spoke to me about Jit La Da, the Southern Thai restaurant in Hollywood. Where are we going today?
We are going to Hollywood. And we're eating at a restaurant that probably all of us ate at 10 years ago and completely forgot about.
What is it called?
Jit La Da.
Jit La Da. And what was it known for then?
Jit La Da was the first quote-unquote nice Thai restaurant in Hollywood. It was bought about a year and a half ago by a family from southern Thailand. Southern Thai cooking is the hottest cooking in Thailand and possibly anywhere. I mean, it is hard to imagine anything hotter than, say, Jit La Da's specialty beef curry, which is this wonderful dry curry made with turmeric that the chef grows in his backyard and, you know, grinds. The first time I ordered it, I was with a friend who goes to Thailand a lot. And the woman named Jazz, who's the proprietress, came over and was worried that the dish was too hot. And my friend Carl was like, no, actually, this isn't quite hot enough. Is this really the way it's supposed to be? At which point she whisked the dish off the table, was taken back and re-seasoned, and it came back. And the amazing thing is that it was a better dish in every way. The flavors were clearer than they had been before.
What happens to you when you eat food like that? Is it full body? Is it just your face starts sweating? Do you get blisters on your tongue?
No blisters, but the first impression is of just total and utter pain. And your forehead starts to sweat and your shirt is suddenly soggy and your nose starts to run. And after about 5 or 10 seconds, the endorphins kick in because that's one thing that, you know, the active ingredient peppers does. And suddenly you're blissful. You're blissed out and on this pepper high.
Now, is there an accompanying cooling dish that goes along with a dish like that?
Yes, there is. When you order that dish or a few of the other hot curries there, they bring out a dish with crushed ice and sliced cucumbers and sliced cabbage to cool yourself down with. When they first bring it out, you sort of like scoff at them. Ah, who do they think I am? But after a couple bites, you find yourself like scooping up the crushed ice with a cucumber like there's no tomorrow because it's the only thing that helps.
What are some other dishes that you enjoy from the Southern Thai menu?
They do the best version in town of a Southern Thai rice salad, which is plain rice, but it's heaped with, fried strands of coconut and dried shrimp and bean sprouts and other vegetables. And you mix this with a sweet sauce and toss it. It's delightful. It's actually a nice, sweet, mild thing, great to go with the super hot things. And the one other dish that nobody should probably miss is the dish of mussel steamed in a hot broth with lemongrass.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It's very spicy, and they're made with New Zealand green mussels, which I usually am not so fond of. But these are the fresh ones instead of the frozen ones. They tend to be plump. They tend not to have that, you know, sort of funky, malodorous thing that you sometimes find. And the broth is just sharp and lemongrass flavored and wonderful.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That was the late Jonathan Gold talking to me about Jit La Da in 2007. You can join us in remembering Jonathan by just texting the words good food to 69866. You'll get these segments as soon as they're released.